This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder, said traits, said toxic people, and whatnot. Today's episode is going to be about the no contact rule in toxic relationships. The no contact rule when you're leaving a narcissistic person. The no contact rule when you're trying to heal from a toxic person, from a toxic relationship, or anybody, y'all. So no contact does not just apply. Let me say this other way. No contact does not just apply to intimate relationships. You can go no contact with your job. Yeah, I'm sorry. You go no contact with your job, with your friends, with family members, with your parents, with your siblings, with your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. You know the dynamic. You know what I mean? You can go no contact with those, with anybody in your life. It does not matter. It's your life. You get to live it the way you want to live it. But the best way to heal, the fastest way to expedite your healing is to go no contact, y'all. And no contact does not mean you're just ignoring them. No contact means there's no contact. If you put a blockade up, there's a block that you put between yourself and that toxic person. There's a blockade. There's a wall to stop the contact. You know what I mean? So in this situation right here, the wall, like right now, I'm just ignoring you. I'm ignoring you on the screen right now. But here is a barrier. You see, this is a barrier. This is me blocking you. You can't see me, but you can hear me and things like that. And this is my brand too, y'all. The I'm Strong brand. The I Love Me brand is available. Shameless plug. But seriously, the no contact rule is putting a barrier up. It's blocking that person. It's getting rid of that person. It's cutting off access to you by that person. And yes, we know in today's society that people are going to, you know what I mean? There's ways they can reach out to you. They can create a fake phone number on Google, you know, Google Voice, Google Drive, whatever, Google numbers. They can create a fake Instagram, fake Facebook, fake whatever. They can still keep reaching out to you, but you still have to keep blocking. You know what I mean? Like block, ha, block, fake Instagram, block, fake Facebook, block, fake phone number, block, fake WhatsApp number, block, fake whatever. Their friends and family reaching out, block, block. You see what I'm saying? Calling from a block number. Block, block, block. I don't know if you can block a block number, but you see what I'm saying? That's the way it works, y'all. That's the dynamic. No contact means they cannot contact you. It doesn't mean you're not ignoring. There's a difference between no contact and no response. This is a refresher course on no contact, y'all. Because one of the, like, I did some research on my page. Like, most search term is no contact rule. So no contact means no contact, y'all. It means you blocking the person out. There's no contact, y'all. Like, so I know people are going to say, well, you can't do that with kids. Yeah. If you have an intermediary or a third party that you can do exchanges with, you can go no contact with kids. This is extremely tough. You have to parallel parent. You cannot co-parent with somebody that you're no contact with. You know what I mean? You have to parallel parent. We have a, like, typically parallel parenting is, you know, decided by the court and how court runs and things of that nature. You have to decide it that way. You have to go about it that way. You know what I mean? So that's what no contact does for you. You know, you can do it as a parent, but you have to get to go to court and whatever. And sometimes you have to have a third party that doesn't mind doing exchanges with the kids and things of that nature. You know what I mean? That doesn't mind. Like, sometimes you don't want to drag another person into this dynamic, but sometimes you just need to go no contact at least for a little while to help you heal, to help you get past this and to protect yourself. You know? No unnecessary contact. It's just about the kids. If the kids' names are not mentioned, you do not respond to it. You understand that dynamic? You understand how that goes? But back to the no contact rule overall. No contact. There's a difference between no contact and no response. No response means you're just ignoring them. You haven't removed them from Facebook. You haven't removed them from Instagram. They still can see your Snapchats. They still can see your stories on Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that. You haven't removed them. They message you. You read it. You just don't respond to it. You're ignoring them. You leave their messages on read, text message wise as well. You don't respond to their text messages. You see what I'm saying? You're still allowing them to reach out. You're just cutting off the contact between y'all. You're just putting a contact barrier up between y'all. But if there's no response means you're still reading it. You're acknowledging their existence, but you're just not responding to it. That's no response. You're ignoring it. No contact means you don't even see those messages because they get blocked. They get sent to the trash bin immediately. Their emails go to spam. You know what I mean? Any response is a response. They want any type of response. They want a response from you. So sooner or later, and this is what I tell people, you can build up the no contact muscle. I call it the no contact muscle. You can build it up by going no response at first, but eventually you need to go no contact if you can. You know what I mean? If you can go no contact, you need to build up that muscle. Go no response first and then go no contact. Because if you're no response, you're just ignoring their stuff, but you're still reading it. Sooner or later, they're going to say something or do something to trigger a response from you. It happens all the time. I'm good. There's no way they can trigger me. And they say something or they do something and it triggers the hell out of you. You respond to them. They post something on their social media. They dog whistle you on social media. They don't even say anything to you. They don't even do anything to you. They just post something that you know is about you. They just post a deep, dark secret or something like that that you know is about you. And then you respond to them. Gotcha. But guess what happens? You wouldn't have saw that. If you would have blocked them, you wouldn't have saw it. You wouldn't have responded. And a lot of people beat themselves up because I saw this stuff and I responded and I shouldn't have. Yep, that's what they want you to do. That's what they want you to do. When the calls and texts don't work. Whew, hell yeah. Y'all know I don't cut these videos unless the battery die. And if the calls don't, texts don't work, they'll start doing something else. They'll start reaching out to your friends and family. That's why I say, if you decide to go no contact, you need to tell your friends and family, hey, look, I'm no longer in contact with this person. If they reach out to you, do not give them my phone number. If you have changed your number, do not give them my phone number. Do not contact me on their behalf. I don't care what they're going through. I don't care what they're doing. I don't care what they're threatening to do. Do not give them my contact information. Do not pass them. Do not relay a message. And if you can, if you will be in your heart, can you please block them yourself so they can't reach out to you? Because they'll go to a third party. They'll go to a third party to try to get the third party to reach out to you on their behalf. Can you please just let her know that I miss her and I'm thinking about unaliving myself tomorrow? If I don't hear from her in about 12 hours, I'm not going to be here. Can you just tell her that I'm going to heaven tomorrow and I want to see her before I go? You see something like that? They'll say and do things like that, y'all. And women can be narcissists as well.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I just said I use my perspective, my point of view. You know what I mean? They can and they absolutely will do that to you. That's why I say when you're in these situations, when you're in these dynamics, you have to understand, y'all, that it's okay to pick you. It's okay to choose you in these dynamics. You know what I mean? But so many people get caught up in them that you don't understand it. That you feel guilty for blocking them. You feel guilty for going no contact. You feel guilty. But yeah, it's false guilt. It's not your guilt. They want you to feel that way. Because the more guilty you feel, the less likely you are to go no contact. The more likely you are to continue in this toxic ass dynamic. You know what I mean? And yes, that narcissistic person will, some of them, will keep trying to batter you down and trying to exhaust you into reaching out to them or contacting them or breaking no contact. And I see a lot of people that beat themselves up for breaking no contact. Yeah, it happens. But if you keep doing it, that's when it becomes an issue. Breaking no contact one time is a problem. But if you keep doing it consistently, you're going to beat yourself up and you're going to convince yourself that, well, maybe it's meant to be with this person because I can't get over them. So maybe I should do this. maybe I should do that. You know what I mean? So you start beating yourself up and things like that, in that dynamic and whatnot. You know what I mean? So you have to empower yourself in this situation. You have to keep going. You have to stay no contact no matter what. And I know it's tougher with kids, but it is possible with kids. You know what I mean? Because they like to use kids as leverage. They like to try to contact. They try to like they try to reach out on the kids' iPhones or the iPads or something like that and ask about you and things of that nature. They like to do that. They try to use the kids as leverage in this situation. They try to use the kids as a negotiation piece to keep you in a toxic relationship dynamic. But you are not going to allow them to do that because you have to empower yourself, because nobody else is going to empower you, y'all. They're not. They want you to break no contact. No contact does not benefit them at all. And because, like I said, you have to be prepared for this, because they're going to start making threats. If you don't block them, they're going to start making threats. Well, if you don't pick up later on, I'm going to hurt you, or I'm going to hurt myself, or I'm going to go sleep with somebody else. You have 3 hours to reach out to me. I'm on Tinder right now swiping. I'm going to keep swiping until somebody let me. I'm going to keep swiping until I match and somebody let me swipe them cheeks from them. You got 3 hours. And they'll put you on a countdown clock, y'all. They'll do stuff and say, you made me do this. They'll cheat on you. You mean, or they'll beg and plead and cry. They'll write letters and things like that. That's how I did the no contact. I wrote a letter, y'all, I mailed it. They'll do stuff like that. That's why I know this, y'all. I know how narcissists are going to try to react doing no contact, because this is how they do it. I mailed a letter, a handwritten letter. I mailed a letter. And did it work? Yeah, it worked, y'all. I'm just telling y'all what things like that. That's how it works. They're going to try to beat you down to get you to break no contact because it benefits them. They want you back. And if you break no contact and go back to them, they're going to punish you for it. So that's that. Your punishment for breaking no contact and going back to them is the punishment of being in this toxic relationship and getting in deeper, going in deeper, maybe going back, having another baby, having your first baby with this person, buying a house or something like that. And then they switch back into who you knew they were. Yo, it doesn't. I promise I don't change. I promise I change. 24 hours later. Yeah, it takes a person more than 24 hours to change. I don't care about the tears. I don't care about the money. They told me I broke no contact, and they told me everything that I wanted to hear. And I'll get angry. I was like, of course they told you everything that you wanted to hear. Why wouldn't they tell you everything that you wanted to hear? Why wouldn't they say everything that you wanted them to say? Why wouldn't they promise to do all of the things that they've been promising to do if they want you back? It's all manipulation, y'all. But a lot of people don't listen to them. A lot of people get caught up in these dynamics and try to figure it out for themselves. You have to figure it out for yourself anyway. It's your life, and you have to live your life the way you want to live it. And like I said, nobody else can control that but except for you. Nobody else can control your dynamic or how you're going to live your life and whatnot, whether or not you stay no contact, whether or not you keep up with no contact. Like, and the best way to keep up with no contact, yeah, you measure it, but you also get around a support group, a support system. You have an outlet, because when you want to break no contact, you have somebody else that you can reach out to and, hey, look, I'm thinking about breaking no contact. Talk me out of it. Boom. Hey, I'm itching for it's their birthday. Their birthday is coming up. Should I wish them a happy birthday? Should I break no contact and wish them a happy birthday? No. No, you should not break no contact to wish them a happy birthday. Hey, their mom died 10 years ago on this date right here. I feel bad for not reaching out to them. No, you should not reach out to them. You can pray for them. You know, they abused you. It's like you can pray for them. Their birthday is coming up. This day is coming up. Special dates. They're graduating from college tomorrow. Should I go? No, you should not go. You should not reach out and say congratulations, y'all. Congratulations to yourself for healing and getting out of that toxic relationship dynamic. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Birthdays, whatever. And they're gonna, like I said, if you're still in contact with them, or you just not responding to them, if you're just ignoring them and you're no response, they're gonna say something to get you to reach out to them. Oh, you can reach out for me on my birthday. Oh, wow, you ruined my birthday by not saying happy birthday. Oh, wow, you must really never gave a damn about me. You must never really cared about me. Oh, wow, I can't believe this right here. You would treat me like this. Oh, wow, I graduated from college. You need to reach out and say congratulations. They're going to try to wear you down and make you feel bad about not being a part of their life when you decide to leave them, when you decide to go no contact. You know what I mean? Even sometimes it's best for you to go no contact after they discard you. You can go no contact after they discard you. If you're the person that was discarded, you can go no contact as well. You know what I mean? Because sometimes just because they discard you does not mean that they're going to get rid of you. Sometimes they'll discard you for somebody else and try to keep you in the relationship with them in some way, shape, or form. So you can set those boundaries. You can go no contact with them after you've been discarded. It's possible. But Lee, I want no contact. They haven't even tried to reach out to me. Does that mean that they're not a narcissist? Some narcissistic people will not try to. They won't try to hoover you, y'all. They'll just go silent on you and wait you out. You know what I mean? And because they haven't reached out to you for in such a long time, you reach out to them. You'll do this. You'll say that, and then you get caught up in that relationship dynamic, and then you'll feel bad for breaking no contact, y'all. Stay no contact. It's the best way to heal. It's the most empowering way to heal. And it can expedite your healing. It can make the healing process so much faster, y'all. Because you cannot heal in the same environment that made you sick. You cannot fully heal in that same environment that made you sick. You cannot fully heal if you're still talking to that narcissistic person that is trying to love bomb you again, that is trying to harm you again, that's trying to suck you back into a toxic relationship again. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm super thankful for y'all. I'm expanding my podcast next week. I'm also going to start like this little memberships on a YouTube channel and stuff like that. Different levels. It's going to be great, y'all. We're building a community over here, a huge one. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Support the brand if you want to. Link is in the description. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, Mental Healness is out. Peace.